I'll tell you what, the next guy on the other side of the room with the microphone is where he needed to be.
He'll have it ready. Okay, good. So, any last lingering, you know, challenges, opportunities, questions, comments, stories, opinions?
That's going to come. That's going to come in a week or two.
Yeah, but they can wait until next year once I get all this stuff done.
Yeah, I'll give you a resource that you can look at. Keep in mind that two things to keep in mind. Number one is that, you know, copyright's very important, and all the stuff I'm sharing with you, I'm more than happy to teach you how to do it. I have lots of limitations on what I can hand you, right? Because, you know, for example, we paid a copywriter $15,000 to write us a lead generation sales letter, and, you know, I'd love to give it to you, but, you know, I mean, look, you know, we paid the toll, right? You know, so, you know, and some of that stuff we integrated into the thing, and I've been writing a bunch of stuff for you guys too, so, you know, I mean, it's second best anyway, right? The second thing is, you know, some of these resources, you know, you can't just go copy the website and put it up, right? And Elsa, you know, she'll help you, but you just can't go copy the thing and give it to her and have her put it up for you because literally we've got three or four, you know, court cases right now that we've got to fight, and it's like Disney, you know what I mean? The problem is if we don't protect our trademarks, then we lose them basically by eminent domain by default. So right now we're sort of embroiled in a few of these things where we have to go sue people, right? And, you know, I don't want that to be any of you, and, you know, we've got a couple guys that have exact copies of freakkarate.com out there, you know, and it's, you know, it's just not, they didn't have license nor permission to do that, so, you know, we just, you know, don't want to do that. So, but one of the resources I give you is, you can take a look at and learn from, is one of our renewal resources, it's milehighblackbelt.com. So we have a completely separate website we send them to. And you'll see a little parent testimonial video, leadership application, you know, all that sort of stuff, those resources up there. And it's the $1 million bill, basically, sales letter. You know, it's basically the $1 million bill letter, the dollar bill letter from, you know, from a government or whatever. But, you know, it's something you can take a look at and see, oh, I see how this works. And a student goes there and it kind of pre-frames them for what to expect and sort of, you know, gets them, you know, sort of psychologically set and moving in the right direction and that sort of stuff. That's step number one, by the way, of those five webinars and teleseminars. So that's useful. Okay. Any other, you know, I think we accomplished a lot. Well, we definitely got the list done.
The other question that went with my intro enrollment renewal culture thing was in developing staff as well. How do you take these people that you're developing into black belts and then develop them into staff? How do you make that crossover and when do you start that? That is kind of...
Yeah, you know, it's a good question. It deserves a lot of time, but I think paradigm 40,000 foot in the air type straight edge thing is we don't put much of a difference between for our staff training, that's like Tom Hopkins, Zig Ziglar, sales processes, web processes type stuff, right? Mostly for instructor training purposes, they're going through all that in leadership, you know? So you guys saw at Lakewood, you guys weren't there. Okay, before you go to the airport, well, might not be any classes going on, but like last night, we had four pods going on in Lakewood. We had about 30 students in the class, about four pods, and the chief instructor wasn't doing any of them, you know? So really the leadership process, when they get to brown belt for us, when they get to the third module, level three, we have level one, level two, level three. When they get to level three, all the stuff that they're learning is how to teach. You know what I mean? Not all of it, but one of the components of what they're learning in that module three is how to be like an instructor, you know, how to be an instructor. So mostly by the time we get them to brown belt or red belt, I mean, they're kind of like, we could put them on staff if we wanted to anyway, you know? Now they don't know how to answer the phone and they don't know how to do all that stuff. All that stuff we do for, you know, for paid and volunteer staff members. That's a whole other system. But in reality, there's just not much of a difference, you know, I mean, between teaching pedagogy is teaching pedagogy. Right. And that's what they start learning at the higher level, you know. So really, we have that like this, it's just like a staff generator. It's just every time you have a graduation, you have five new people who are brown belts or 10 new people who are brown belts who are potential staff members, you know. So it really kind of solves that problem, you know. If you start treating it like it's something separate, then you start to have, you know, a lack or a deficit of them. You know, you don't have many of them. The second autoplay, which is really good. That J stuff is really good. But the The second part of that is when we do find somebody that we want to create a staff member from, we put them through like a six-week intensive training course where it's 12 hours a day, 13 hours a day, 14 hours a day. They meet at school at 9. They get back to their house at 10 or 11, you know. And we put them through all the stuff. Phone scripts and info call, info one, intro one, intro two, what happens between, enrollment conference, renewal conference, all that stuff. You know, we put them through just this six-week, really intensive, everyday, all-day thing. And, you know, we'll start with maybe 20 people in the class, and we'll end with maybe four or five really good, really good staff people. One of the things Master Alroy, thinks is very useful is, attitude is more important initially than skill set, right? So even if the guy isn't great on the phone or isn't a really, smooth speaker or whatever, it's easier to teach them that than it is to teach them the right attitude. So if we start pushing them through 12, 13, 14-hour days and wash out five or six of them the first week, well, good. They didn't have the right attitude anyway, But just like in NAMA, we just put on some new salespeople on our sales team, and I sat with them all for maybe, 5, 6, 7 minutes apiece. But what we put them through before I got to them, weeded out all the guys I didn't want to talk to anyway. You know what I mean? So I was making character decisions. I wasn't making skill set decisions. That had already been done. All I was looking at was, Mr. Jones, if we're going 100 miles an hour this direction and tomorrow I learn something new, or we decide to switch strategies and decide to go 180 degrees the other direction, 150 miles an hour, are you going to be on board with that? Is that something that fits your personality style, your personality type, your work style? If it's a no, then this isn't right for you.
Ability to change and willingness to change.
Absolutely, yeah. And in fact, being enthusiastic about it. You know, the two guys we ended up with, Mike and Steve. Steve is like kind of an old school guy, but really gets it. He's been a business consultant before, and he's been, he's a really good guy. And by the way, if you're hiring right now, talent is very inexpensive. He was a vice president of marketing for one of the Fortune 1000s. He's a serious guy. Real guy. We have high hopes for what he's going to be able to do with us, to help us. But, he came pretty cheap, to tell you the truth. There's a lot of talent in the marketplace right now that's going blind trying to find somewhere to work, And we found more Craigslist, for God's sakes. Just for eight. We had 400 and something interviews set up. That's how many people are out there looking for.
Of course, times are good then, friends.
There's a lot of opportunity in a lot of sectors. And if you're hiring right now, if you're looking to grow right now, it's a great time to be alive. It's a great time to be in business. Any other thoughts? Last comments or questions or big ahas or big ideas or?
It's just a follow through.
Gotta go do it.
Got all the info.
Gotta go do it. Yeah. So from now, to the time you get on the plane and you go on, it's the red pen and the highlighter.
One quick thing on the paid and fulls. You said, you want to save 18%. And are you doing, because I was reading it to my wife last night. I was reading all my notes. And I got to that and I went, so the 18% is, okay, would you like to, the doorknob, credit card closed. Would you like to save 18%? How did you do that again? Because you had two numbers.
If you'd like to save a little bit of money, I know a lot of people would. If you'd like to make a one-time payment, what we can do is I can save you 18% APR, plus I can take 20% in addition all off the top of that. Would that be something you'd like to see? Would you like to see those numbers? How do I do that? Well, what you can do is you can put this on a credit card, and we'll basically give you a discount equivalent to the 18% APR, plus we'll give you 20% off.
Because she's like, you're going to give me 38% off. That's what she said.
Well, but 18% APR doesn't add up to 18%.
Right. 18% APR.
Move out 18% APR in real numbers, and it's more like 3 or 4% or something like that, of the total amount, right?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Somebody the other day said 25% total.
What it did. 18% APR is not 18% off the price.
Right. That's 20% in addition.
That's what I needed.
Yeah. But that's what they hear is 38%.
No.
Well, just like I heard the same thing Brad did, actually 38%.
The prospect, that's what they hear.
That's what the prospect hears, is 38%.
And in real numbers, just make the number that. Right? Just make that be the number.
Make it be 20.
You're the one that has the pen, right?
Yeah.
So for us, I know the 13.2. Well, here, let me do the math for you. Just so it might just make it simpler.
And then you just say that means it's 13.2 right now today.
Exactly.
And then they go, oh, okay. Even if they're thinking, wow, I'm saving 38% off. Later on, they can go back and say, "Oh, the 18% was AP. It was interest."
Well, you're not trying to. Yeah, you're not trying to like violate that trust, right? But let me do the membership real quick. Let's say times 40. I haven't done one of these contracts in a while, to be honest with you. So let's say it's 359 times. I don't know. 40 months, 48 months, 17.2, plus a down payment is, let's say it's 1,500, just round numbers. So the total is 18,732 if you wanted to pay it monthly. But what I can do is save you $5,432 if you wanted to make a one-time payment today. Divided by $5,433 is, I'm not taking money.
So do you charge them interest on their payments?
No, he's saying that if they put on a credit card, they're going to be paying interest on a credit card until they pay it off. So he's saying 18% is kind of standard.
Yeah, that's 28. That's 28.9%. So however you want to phrase that, that's up to you. But really what we do is we blame it on ASF. We say, now, Mrs. Jones, you know, ASF is a very professional billing company that handles all of our accounts receivable. They're going to process your payments for you. And the good news is ASF is a great, they're really good, they're very professional, they're very good. The down news is they're very expensive, and they charge us roughly the equivalent of X. And what I can do is save you all that money, plus I can save you 18%, you know, plus or minus on your thing, and just take that money off, right? Basically, you can say it however you want, but the reason we use that number is because it immediately in their mind, that's credit card interest, you know? But it saves about $6,500. Plus, if you want to throw the gear package in, you add that on, or, you know, whatever, right? I mean, you can make the numbers wherever you want the numbers to be. Just make this number be,
move.
X less than this number, right? You know, whatever.
Yeah, that's huge. If you're looking at the numbers,
$5,400 bucks, $5,000. Plus, we're going to give you $400, $480 worth of equipment. You know.
Yeah, that's a good value.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's what
makes sense.
So
don't get stuck in the detail. Just work the math out on your own numbers. Not a big deal. Now, again, keep in mind that, you know, as a cash percentage, we're probably only going to get, you know, 20%, 15, 20, 30% of them will pay cash. So most of them will do the monthly, you know, $359. They'll pay $1,500 now and do $359.
Yeah, you also got to figure in the couple of percent you might lose for running it on the credit card company's going to charge you.
Well, we don't. That's the billing company handles all that. So, yeah, that's just built-in cost, sunk cost. You know, I don't really calculate that much. Yeah.
Do you ever get an objection when you do a down payment for their first, when they first sign up, say it's $200, and if they object, you explain it, well, it goes out over the 12 months. When you renew them, do they ever say, well, that down payment was supposed to be for 12 months, what happened to that?
Well, the easy technique is... Let's say that that's your number.
It's over by the wall, too.
Boy, these look kind of funny, don't they? Here's the easy solution is, if here's your total, and let's say you require $200 down payment, say, okay, Mrs. Jones, your total program is $18,900. Now you just paid the initial enrollment fee 4 weeks ago for $200, so we're going to give you full credit for that, right? Or you make this 19-1. You just paid your initial enrollment fee 2 weeks ago, which is $200. We're going to give you double credit for that. So we're going to take $400. I mean, that's easy math, right?
Okay.
Yeah, that's however you want to do it. Yeah. You always want it to look like that they're not losing the money they just paid. So we always give them full credit for what they paid in the last program. Yeah. So you just add the two program prices together and give them the credit off for what they paid. It's pretty simple. Yeah.
Can you say that one more time?
Yeah. Whatever they paid in, you just...
You add it to the price of the upgrade.
Just add it to the price of the upgrade, yeah. And then you just give them the credit off for it.
And then ask them for another down payment.
Well, yeah, they have to get this program started. You just gave them full credit for the down payment they paid, so you've already given credit in.
Or double it, if that's a good
idea. Or double it, yeah. Or more, yeah. Or whatever you want, yeah. You paid a $200 down payment, on this new program in acknowledgement of that, we're actually going to give you a $500 discount for the $200 you already paid.
So they did $397. They gave you $397 whatever the first month. By the end of the first month, you're signing them up and you give them $397 back, or you give them
more. Yeah.
Do you do all the numbers on a board, or do you do it in a book, or how do you do it? Just in general, just you're doing a renewal conference. Are you doing it exactly the way you're doing it with an easel on a board?
No, just right.
Are you doing
just
it
right
on
there.
The legal pad?
Yeah, just right there. We have the sheet right there. Yeah, basically we get this is a good question. This is important. First thing that's most important is you get the firm yes commitment on monthly. You fill out the paperwork, right? Except for the last blank that has the total, right? And you go, oh, now Mrs. Jones, my fault. I almost forgot to mention. You transition into the credit card rules, right? And then if they do it, then
even on the monthly one, I mean, when you're working out, let's say.
Which, by the way, before you transition, you actually get the down payment. They write the check. You have the check in your hand, or the credit card in your hand, right? You don't want to see never any compound decisions. One decision at a time. It's not yes at the price. It's yes or no. Then it's to the price, yes or no. Then it's to the paid in full, yes or no. Right? So never, ever give them more than one decision to make at a time. Never. Always a single decision.
Just page by
no,
page.
We just have a sheet of paper. We have a little PowerPoint that we walk them through. PowerPoint says this is the normal. Then a big X comes up, and then it has the down price, and then the next slide has the thing. It's just the same as using binder. Same deal. And then the contract is one that has the
price. So the PowerPoint works pretty good.
Yeah, it's just like on stage. Okay. You know, it's just normally it's this. You paid this already, whatever. You can do all that on paper.
Okay. Because that's what I was just, again, I guess this goes into the whole sales training thing that Tom Hopkins kind of stuff of, all right, we're in there, we're doing this, what does it look like? Am I up in front of them? Am I sitting with them? Am I doing it on
this
paper?
Yeah,
or am I doing it on,
we're always sitting side by side.
I pull this out, and the PowerPoint's on here, and I'm just clicking through it, and okay, here's what it is. I'm looking at the screen.
Which, by the way, a good technique on PowerPoint that works real good. I'm not sure if we talked about this. But a really good technique that works with PowerPoint that's really important. A couple shows ago, a couple of dance things ago, they had Terry Jones, the founder of Travelocity. And this was a big aha. This was a big lesson for me. And I still struggle with it a little bit, but it's a big lesson. When you're using PowerPoint, here's a good example. When we talked about this, I think, yesterday. When an intro walks into the school, we never let any of our guys have brochures sitting on the front counter. Calendars, nothing. Right? Maybe a VIP pass, that's it. And here's why. Okay.
Pick it up and walk out.
Yeah. But even worse is... I can't think of an example. Hold on. Okay. Can't think of a good way to explain it. Here's what happens. The guy walks in. You have an opportunity to get belly to belly with somebody, but now you just put a barrier between you and him. And now instead of you speaking to him and having eye contact and having rapport, they're doing this. Are they really listening to you? No, they're looking for. I don't know what the hell they're looking for.
They're looking for price.
No, they don't know what they're looking for, but they're sure not paying attention to you. Because right, they're looking through stuff, So we never let anybody have anything up there. And with this deal, the PowerPoint, that was Terry Jones' lesson on PowerPoint. When you're speaking or when you're doing stuff, right? You don't want the PowerPoint to be like a transcription of your notes. Because it's text and, still listening to you, they're writing stuff down, right? So I remember the slide that Terry put up there. He clicked it and there was a picture of a little kid. Like that looked like he just ate a pickle or like a lemon or something, had the face on, right? And at that time he had already explained what he was doing, and I was kind of standing in the back with their guys, and I was kind of watching, and this is exactly what I saw every head in the audience do. Okay, he's in the middle and the screens are on the side, right? Every head in the audience went, they giggled a little and then they went like this, right? What, so they saw the slide and they go, what is that, right? So they see it and then they look at you to explain it, right? You got to replicate the same thing with your PowerPoint. You don't want this. He's facing me talking, and I'm going like this, looking at the PowerPoint, right? What it is click, some shape or graphic or pie, something, and then I go,
okay, now this
please
is
explain that to me. Yeah, exactly. And that's what you have to do during the thing, okay. too, is your eyes do what you want theirs to do. So while you're sitting, you know, kind of like side by side with them, you know, you're kind of talking, and you kind of take your hand and point here and click, and then they look, and then you But I mean, that's really useful for PowerPoint. Don't get yourself in trouble, because they'll start to isolate themselves, and they'll feel like they're building an invisible wall that they're not going to look through.
So,
you know,
so
they're going to look there.
The tuition numbers are not on the PowerPoint.
The base are. Just like something before, right? Just like a baseline number. So it says the normal tuition price is $21,400. That's it, done. Right? And then you on paper say, okay, well, this is the normal tuition price. Now, here's where you're at. Here's what we can do. Here's the thing. Here's the total. Does $359 work for your budget?
I love that. Can I tell you that?
That's it.
I mean, this.
That's it.
You're going to get this. It's worth this. You're going to get this. It's worth this. But you're not going to pay this.
And
you're
going to have these three bonuses.
Yeah. Amazing.
It's just like, just watch a lot of infomercials.
Yeah.
They're like that, not because they're cheesy, but they're like that because they work.
And that's...
They get people to go over to the telephone, pick it up, and give them a credit card number, you know? That ain't easy in 30 seconds. You know?
You know, like I was telling you, Carla went to Eric's website and said, oh, it's pretty. I'm like, no, it's pretty.
Yeah, yeah. You know? It's a little different, but yeah.
You know, I just, you know, she's like, it doesn't look like a sales thing. I'm like, yeah, but I don't know how it works.
Yeah,
and I know he's doing a great school, but I'm thinking, I don't know, because I know that this other stuff works.
Well, and his lead generation site is separate from his regular school site. Two different sites. I think he has three or four sites now.
But, yeah, I'm going to let her know that, because she was just like, this is what it's pretty. And I'm like, I want pretty. I want sloppy copy.
I want
anything else.
I want lead generation.
Yeah, I want
just
it.
Test it. Test it
yeah,
both.
I want it to work.
Google Analytics, your web developer, Google Analytics has A/B split test module now. So you load two different pages, and every other person that lands there gets the other one, and you find out which one converts better. It's easy. Well, it's not easy, but your web developer is easy. You know, for me,
it's easy to tell somebody to do it.
For me, it takes me like a friggin' hour, but you know, I'll figure it out. But it takes time.
Nice.
Any last quick discussion, items, brains full, painful?
I felt like coming today was stopping me from going implementing all the stuff we did yesterday.
Going to do stuff, yeah.
You know, because I was like, I got to go to this.
And we got plenty of time.
You know, so
that's
a good thing. Yeah.
That's a good thing, yeah. That's a good thing.
Jeez.
Going once? Good. Well, thanks a lot, guys. The next call, we definitely want to talk about what the big ahas were for the weekend. And what you've worked on so far, you know, that's really important part of this that we need to be really good at.
Where is the next meeting going to be?
Clearwater.
So July.
Clearwater.
June.
June, yeah. Yeah, Clearwater. Okay. We'll be in Clearwater, then we'll be in Texas, then I'm not sure where we'll be at yet.
So June, October.
Yeah, something like that. Well, I think it's actually November like 3rd or something like that. I'll email around the calendar, but you don't have one yet. That's right.
Yeah, I don't have.
Okay, you'll have. Trust me. You guys don't usually have much of a trouble, you know, remembering what's going on when, right?
I just have like the teleconferences. I just have it in my iCal every month.
Yeah. Got,
and each one has the phone number and the code and
yeah, exactly.
It comes up. So.
Yeah,
same deal.
Well, usually I go to my email and they come. I have four or five of them.
No, I just repeat it monthly.
Yeah.
It's this first blank of the month.
Everything's
there, all of the numbers and everything.
I normally schedule the campaign to remind you of the call, the day of the call, the day before the call, the Friday before the call, and the Wednesday before the call. That's how the sequence is set up right now. But then occasionally one of my guys forgets to push go.
Yeah. I mean,
that's happened a couple times.
But at this point, even at the email, even just in the subject line, it's okay, yeah, calls.
That's
usually enough.
Exactly. Okay, good. Well, great, guys. I really appreciate it. I also really appreciate a lot of the video testimonies that you guys did for us at the show. They were really good. I saw a few of the pre-flights.